Retired Army Staff Sergeant Deborah Payne is an officer with the American Legion Post 1664 in Niagara Falls. On a recent snowy morning, she was also a client at a veterans event held there, which included free on-the-spot pet care. In her lap was her six-year-old pug, Minnie.
Minnie was actually a VA employee's dog, and she works with my brother, and my brother sent me a picture and said, "Look at this thing. She needs a home." And I went, "Oh, my God, I love her. I want her." And we took her.
Animals and veterans may both come with troubled backstories, and many programs nationwide unite them as a means to heal both. The SPCA serving Erie County has a program known as Paws and Patriots. Gary Gonzalez is its program coordinator and says oftentimes both dog and veteran need to build a mutual trust.
And sometimes the veteran literally just does nothing, just sits in the kennel, does nothing. Sometimes the veteran will sit down and maybe read a book in a really soft tone. So basically, we just want to get the dog getting used to just the presence of the human being there without being a threat.
He speaks not only as a program coordinator, but as a Desert Storm veteran who credits his bonding with animals with allowing him to open his own self to the world.
They can sense when their caregivers, you know, are off emotionally or something's troubling them or upsetting them, and they will literally come to you. I mean, they'll brush by your feet, or they'll meow to you, or they'll bark to you, and it's all really to get you to pay attention to them, because by focusing your attention on them, that means that you're taking your attention away from the troubling memory or the emotion.
Back in Niagara Falls, Deborah Payne spoke of the special relationship with Minnie and her other dog living at home.
They have saved my life. Just having them, knowing that I had to go home to them, have been really a big help.
The Paws and Patriots program, on its page on the SPCA website, raises the rhetorical question, who's rescuing whom? Michael Mrosiak, WBFL News.